Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to rap,
it's like a family, Corleone
freestyle. A mafioso. Snoop Dogg about to do it like a Mussolini flow. Edie, what up, nigga? I see you. I feel you real now. Snoop Dogg about to show you how I feel the crowd. I step back, relax. New Jack, they get smacked up against the wall when they think that they can get with that. Nigga, doggy dog, I'm so smooth. I keep it on the rilla, cause I'm a true killer when they come to make it thriller.
Them niggas know I suppose they froze once they see me in the dog. Doing clothes in the videos, bitches call. We all up in them drawers, baby, you know the secret, huh? I got to keep it, money, papers, and bitches, my only motto. Drink out the cold 40 bottle, my dog. You know these niggas are false. Now me and Snoop came up and built our name up. Bitches thought they had us close, but bitch, I got my game plus. I'm a motherfucking baller, alcoholic. You can ask my homie K, he'll tell you. I've been ballin' since around the way in Edie. Had a baby, he's needy, but he's baby. Got these niggas running wild from his fucking
G8 now, huh? If there's a cure for this,
then nigga, I don't want it, I don't need it.
And if there's a cure for this,
I don't need it, I don't want it.
And if there's a cure for this,
we don't want it, bitch.
Call me unmarketable. Double entendre, I know it's off with the flow. I'm too deep, so you two are too stupid to be quadruple entendre. Got a flow so much better than your favorite rappers. Trust me, they all know. They happy, you don't realize it, but I'ma wake niggas up like Narc such a dog. Girls call me a dog, we meet, I bark at a hoe. High school carry in the back, bitch like Joe Clark on a hoe. Poker like Bodog, a menace like Old Dog. If these niggas going ham, I must go hard. Sonic the Hedgehog. These rappers be selling you dreams for a dollar. I call it Creflo. I wish you would take it to Expo, aimed at your Petro. Well, upside down, slide on the roof of my Lexo. Being pursued by LAPD Metro. Lose them in the hood while the homies store up they set so electro. Detonator, where you having sex on Lecho. Girl, don't she fucking a dead man, she a necro. Fuck your life. I get more ass than a baby wipe. I'm the renaissance nigga, a spitter. Ruin rap careers in 140 characters like Twitter. Eat your face, go to trial and beat the case. Do it again with pepperoni, call your pizza face. I'm a whole coast by myself. You just buy, I get rich, go platinum, go by myself. Drop me, then go sign myself. Die, go to heaven, pick new parents, and design myself. Come out, clone that, and beat two times myself. Then match them up in the octagon and try myself, nigga.
The black coat factions of rope and slash the goat. Drinks animal blood from a black bowl that laughs from the throat. Remove stash from coat, laugh, joke, smoke, pass the drone. The fastest will be the last to go. Sky watches record the speech of the jaguar priest. Rain wizard who control the rainforest beast. Bars, give me more of them. The mad warrior, ad nauseum, cannabis. Listen to them calling them. Rapper fighters, some lyrics like Big Pun. Spit it like the time I sat there and watched them eat his chicken. The sickest linguistically illicit lyrical misfit in the business. Still whipping, motherfucker listen. Microphone spray, no delay, home and away. I told them yesterday, no way. I told them today, I heard them say the flow is exact. So is the track, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. So why you going back? Ever since horseman talk, I stalk MCs for sport. I rip them apart and never be caught. Intelligent thought, like masterpiece, nigga, massacre niggas. Mr. Masterpiece with the triggers. You can fly away, but I'ma get ya. The dog's gon' fetch ya. The horse gon' put you on the stretcher. Capital letter, HRSMN. We did it before, and now we the best again.
Alexa. so special, manifesto special, ecto, exo, let's go. Ligaments get separated like sectionals, lyrical exorcists to twist the motherfucking body up like gyros or pretzels. Elephants up against all of these motherfucking geckos. Get low or get mo from that fofo special flow. That injured murderer, the slaughter's platoon. Ape shit, gorilla Gandhi from the Ecuador moon. Tip ahead of microphone, sweater, cannon, clapper, Sudan, pirate, thief, poetry, fire, sheep. Called riots, Osiris, beast, Bigfoot with G's like King Tut, mummified, survived, came back alive, revived. Horrendous living is alive, but what? Ain't no telling, it's cerebellum, it's fried as fuck. From that Kush therapy, therapeutic, undisputed, a rarity, rarely disputed, get executed, immediate, embalming. Obama off top promise, tune the fish, oyster and lead, hammerhead, red dot, Osama. Got him a problem, penitentiary spread, feed my mechanical monster, lungs, fingers, and legs. Listen, you little shit, you got a second to beg. Before I throw this mustard at you from your neck to your leg, the gas is spread, stand on your neck or your head. Like the grudge, motherfucker, don't budge, motherfucker, famine.
Yeah. I come with God's ability and God's name. God's agility that witness God's reign. From God's throne I spit dark flames. Light up the candles and blow out your brains. Bless my crown stretch from one era to the next. Mic sketch the terror to your death. Play with the mic like Russian roulette. Beloved angels dance the devil's music. Iron cables tied loose around his neck. Lime on tables carved loops in his chest. Now let's battle to see who's battle. Beneath whose skins where the kings apparel. Yeah, just dreams with saffron. Actual or masterful, uncompatible, mathematical. I'm sharpening this axe for you. And you're not spitting, you're just sucking your teeth. And those are not women, they call you luscious and sweet. Your flow is feminine, this dude's a fucking geek. Priest is a beast, shirt look like stained glass paintings when I eat. I crucify demons and kill Satan when I speak.
Hey, I like that beat that MC Light got. Johnny J, flip that shit. Let's do that shit over. Let's do that shit like, you know, Death Row style. You feel me?
Put me in that motherfucker.
Yeah, that type of style. Yeah. You know what time it is. Maybe it's
by age 13, I was buck wild. Good at my knuckle game, made it through a tough childhood. Never be the same, walked in my daddy's shoes. Was time to be a peaceful man, had to shatter fools. That's till I put my eyes on you. Goddamn, too hard, you got some thighs on you. Now I can't wait to get you home. Get you all alone in my bedroom. Baby, can we bone and get it on? Tell me, lady, how you like me? And if you want it harder, baby, come and bite me. But do it lightly, cause that excites me, the lady pop. And if you lick me right, I do it all night. Only got fucked by a drug dealer. Never felt the real passion of a thug nigga. Though I like the way you scream when you're loving me. I'm going deep, just a thug in me. So what you saying, girl? Niggas in the next room will come, I got the head swinging. Tongue kissing as I hit it from the back with the bed ring. Give me space as I lick your face. Stick the plate synchronized so I grind when they kick the bass. Love fucking in the morning, I get you wet and bust the sweat, then I'm gone. Left you on your own, girl, tell me what you feel like. Blindfold, get them cold, do it real nice. That's just to feel right, maybe it's the thug in me. I pull your hair while we fucking in the chair. When you're loving me up against the wall, you can have it all, just drop it. My kiss can get you high, don't pass by. Grab me by my nuts when I'm loving you. Now open up and let me put the thug in you.
You like me raw, you like me tough. Making love on three, yeah, baby.
Baby, it's the thug in me.
I make the room rumble when in our long stroke. Hold your breath now, close your eyes deep though. Did you like it? Ooh, I'm excited. Cause it's a party in my bedroom, you're invited. Come on now, let me see you shake your rump. Tell me how.
having fun, do it 101, and we can all get involved. First y'all do me, then I fuck y'all. Will you call me the next day to get sex by a nigga in the best way? Yeah, baby, it's the price to pay. Only play in the fast lane. When you a hustler, motherfucker, cash game. I got you going wild, cause I'm loving you. Drugged out with this motherfucker thugging you.
I don't wanna talk, I don't want no explanation. I don't got no motherfucking explanation, you know what I'm saying? It's just thugging. Don't be asking why I'm pulling your hair, why I fuck so motherfucking thuggish. That thug passion, you know what I mean? No mercy. What you scared of? Didn't you come over here to get fucked? You ain't come over here for me. I ain't fucking touchdown, bitch. You leave my house on my Tupac game serve. Gonna have me crossed up in that bullshit.
What I'm doing to
turn
you,
over.
What I'm doing to you, baby.
Maybe it's the thug
in me.
Couple you heard, heard. Couple you bitches heard. What's your phone number? Thought y'all gonna fuck with me in the bedroom. This is just a thing, you ain't having it. It ain't going down. As long as they make ginseng and condoms, bitch, you're out of luck. You're gonna get fucked. My motherfucking explanation. My motherfucking motto. Maybe it's a thug, amen. I'm out this bitch. Hey, Johnny J on the street, for real. My mama, I think we rock that one harder than MC Light. I think we rocked that one harder than Michael Jackson, man. Fuck that. We about this bitch. You know how we do it on death, bro. Yeah.
That's right, we're gonna take it back. These motherfuckers gonna start catching left and right and uppercuts. I don't give a fuck. Put your guns down, let's have fun now. That's right, nigga. Oh, I mean, suckers wanna see me dead, cause they peeping me on TV, man. Cause they bitches wanna G me, now take it easy. It ain't my fault to see a hooker, you to the shipper. Don't play a hate me when I took her, life of a crook. Look at them thug niggas ballin', y'all. I got the hoochies full of liquor, fucking all of y'all. And my name will be synonymous with spittin' game. Slang a cane, it ain't the same, niggas better change. Them three crack now you stretch for life. You get arrested twice, the third time for life and I don't think you understand me, G. That penitentiary time, just like the plan for me. I got a new thing, get your papers and do things. Niggas ain't following the truth, gang. Cause if they was, they wouldn't be running for their trunk. Every time that it's time for funk, motherfucker, throw your hands up. My destiny, and let my anger get the best of me. Everywhere we hang, it's the same thing. At 95, you can die if you gang bang. We can survive, you can die like a true G. Can't close my eyes, cause these cowards wanna do me. It's human, I've been hustling since day one. Out on the block and never stop until my pay comes. But nowadays, it's like bang bang, duck quick. I guess you think you suck shit, cause you bust clip. But suck dick, cause the kid got a cat feel. The rap feel full of phonies and fat steel. And that killed, everybody gonna act hard. I swear to God, it's the season to pull a nigga's heart. You fucking fraud, can't handle business like a soldier. Best to petrify the throw up on the shoulders, nigga, now throw your hands up.
When the guns and the knives at home, don't be a punk ass nigga when the time is up.
Last year, motherfuckers tried to bury me deep. I had a beef in every city, screaming, fuck the police. Couldn't see some adults about the baddest bitch. Bitchin' me mobbing in a rag with Swift. Fuck the dick to let a trick be a trick. When he sip and leave a sippin' in the middle of the street while I'm pimpin'. You can throw a sign, but I'm blind to that punk shit. Running with some real motherfuckers that we run shit. Fuck that dumb shit, I ain't stopping this high speed. Rollin' on the 405, fuckin' side B. I'm 60 gears and I disappear. Listen here, if they take me alive, I'm doing years. But still no fear, cause I don't think that they can catch me. The street's 50, or put them bitches right in back of me. They won't jack. And just when I thought I passed, fucked around and went low on gas. All I heard was throw your hands up. Throw your hands up.
All y'all niggas out there thinking y'all really like, you know, tearing shit up. You really ain't, bro. You only sending the police to the block faster. Soon the niggas gonna be coming with the army tanks and shit, just mowing niggas down. Fuck half you motherfuckers can't shoot no way. Keep the motherfucking gun down, nigga. Let's take it from the show. If you a real motherfucking soldier.
Leave the guns and the knives at home, but we ain't pumped out, nigga, when the time is on.
Reply to that little bitch shit. Yeah. All the website shit. Hey, yo, pop, all the mixtapes. All the mixtapes. Bring it live, nigga. Hold it wild. You heard it wrong, nigga. Ain't nothing sweet about my technique. You checking for my breathless quotes. I wrote that. My history so thoroughly involves destruction. Niggas left with their ass bleeding. Lyrical fucking. Open up. First of us. Let me see your heart. Turn the lights down. Cause I might clown in the dark. When I check for the heart cement. What do we find? Niggas watching from my pockets. Planet blocks on mine. Am I blind? Let my rhyme speak. For me in history. A legend. You define me. Dumb Machiavelli bitch. Bow down to death row. Fuck what you say. We untouchable. Now that we done shook Doc Dre. He ain't made a beat in 6 years. Sway to shit. Won't get no record sale. Sucking our dick. Let me get my preach on. Nigga drop the beat. I get my freak on. The wrong one for you to speak on. Motherfucker, watch your mouth.
Come on, live like this.
Got beef cause I'm dissing his clip. Cool, come bring your ass, nigga, you can get dick. I'm worldwide, steady roll rapping. Get your cash on, nigga, 5 times flat. What's that? J-Lo, I got a problem with this hard shit. Ever since me, myself, and I, y'all been garbage. I'ma keep it real, show you how it feels to ride. Y'all in 3 feet and stop rising. Wendy Williams is a fat bitch, that's the truth. I got a jar full of niggas nuts, that's for you. Let the west side, east side drama see. I come alone to your own street. Outlaw, prepare for panic when I unleash. Niggas is lucky if they leave here in one piece. Queen Puff never had no heart to start. So how the hell Biggie Smalls get the part? Watching them out.
Don Machiavelli,
Illuminati style.
Illuminati style.
Yeah, we gon' jump in the well. I got a lot of Illuminati.
Let's do this, nigga.
What I bring to you is hardcore. The very essence of my poetry. Flex and show you backward ass niggas that know me. The only G to bleed for the shit I bring. And swing hard on motherfuckers, that's my thing. Vocally I'm pure, so you OD trying to throw me. Don't get your life up, trying to run with your homies. Y'all know me, same nigga, so quick to blast. On this worldwide mass, trying to get some cash. Holla, my name in the game will follow. Wait, and I'll murder these snakes tomorrow. Bunch of washed up, jealous ass punks, so quit bullshitting, pop. Flip the funk mode, Machiavelli ride,
All you niggas die when I come. I see some fly shit and be done. They say Pac ain't got love for the east side. Use a line, motherfucker, nigga, we ride, watch your mouth.
Love that.
I broke six for my niggas on the west side. For my niggas in the north run. Run with me for my niggas in the north run. Run with me for my niggas down south now. Get with me for my niggas down south now. Get with me for my niggas on the east side. East side for my niggas on the west side. The west side for my niggas up north. Of course, it's for my niggas up north. Of course, it's for my niggas down south. No doubt, it's for my niggas down south. No doubt, it's for my niggas on the east side.
Rugged and rugged.
Come on,
yeah. West side, Jeff Rock, Thug Life.
Dre can't fuck with this, yeah.
You know my tribe, to live in
China. They say Dre can't fuck with this, yeah.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Let's go to the mountain.
Lamborghini Mercy.
pussy. Don't keep me so
but hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, what it does. Day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, yay. Kiki Scratch up in the building, man. What's going on with it? Man, nigga hanging like wet clothes or two broke niggas in the swap meet. You know what I'm saying? That was y'all Thanksgiving. I mean, you know, I call it three gobblers, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, all the job turkeys, you know what I mean? What's up, man? I got Rev Ali on the line. What's up, Rev?
You hollering at me because you know the Cowboys lost yesterday, so now you trying to be all nice to me today. I see what's going on, Scratch. I know how you get down, OG.
I wasn't going to say a damn thing about it. I was
just y'all know you ain't got to. You ain't got to. You just open my mic. What's up, Rev Ali?
Well, it's only me, you, and then we got another call. I forgot the cat name, but it's just all ones. You know what I'm saying?
All 1111.
Yeah. I usually don't answer those calls. Y'all got to take your block off. Yo, who this? I forgot your name. Caller from the 11111. I asked who you was earlier. Oh, well. Just sit there for a while. It's only us three, you know. The cat called and I asked who it was. He said something about something. I don't know. I don't know the number. So you know what I'm saying? I'll try to get back at him in a little bit. But yeah, so what'd you do on your three gobbles? Rev?
Oh, I ain't did nothing, man. You know me, I do every day, same thing, every day. No, it's no different. No day is better than the next to me at all.
I hear you.
You know, I just be grateful in all of them, you know. You'll never see me celebrating one day more than I celebrated any other day. You know, we from L.A., man. You know, we grew up in a place where, you know, the next hour, next minute wasn't promised. They was doing drive-bys and all that kind of stuff. So I got over that holiday stuff a long time ago.
Well, you know, I like to eat good. And then, you know, my birthday is on Christmas. So, you know, that's my birthday. I got to do something. You know what I mean? You know, even if it's just to see everybody else happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing about that's because it'd be regular days to me and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh
my
yeah.
My wife, you know, she a little different. She be thinking that you know, it's a holiday, so that means you ain't got to work. You shouldn't be working. You shouldn't be doing nothing or whatever. But like most of these days, like you said, they just regular ass days.
Mhm.
That they put a name on, you know.
Yeah, they put a name on it and put a name on it to try to make you spend your money, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really don't. I mean, every day is, like you say, the same. My birthday is different. Shit. That's all I'm doing.
I ain't mad at you, you know, the birthday. You're like, you know, you've grown another year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do your thing. You've grown another gray hair out your beard, you know, out your ear or your head, you know. You know how we do it.
I get them motherfuckers every day anyway, so.
Ooh, all in my beard, man.
I'm about to get about 5 or 6 more on that day.
Man. I got my, I don't like all this gray. I got this, like, black beard, and then at the chin, it's all gray, and everything else is black. Got me looking like a goat or something.
Yeah, well, shit. It was a point in time that I used to go and get the dye. And then that shit start costing too much. I'm like, shit, if I dye my hair today, that motherfucker's gonna be right back tomorrow. It wouldn't even last that long, and that shit was like $10 for three applications. So you figure 10 for three applications, you spending $20 or more a week just to keep your shit like that. I'm like, man, fuck that. And then one of my boys, you know, he used to come up here like every weekend, and he found this little bitty bottle of shit that cost like $5. But you would just have to put some water in and mix it yourself, and you could put about five applications. So that little bitty bottle will last a week. You know what I'm saying? But then my nigga, he passed. You know what I mean? So I ain't going all the way to Pasadena to pick that shit up, and I can't find it nowhere else. So I was like, oh, my dying days is over. I'm gonna let all these cats know this old cat can still get down with y'all. Don't let the gray hair fool you.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got up on that. I'm like, man, I ain't dying my hair no more. If anything, if I died again, it's probably going to be all gray. Just get that shit over with.
Man, all this gray hair.
Yeah, gray man. Hair. Well, just think a lot of people don't live long enough to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's a whole lot of youngsters out there who hair done fell out to where they ain't got no choice but to go bald and shave their head because they got a convertible top or a hole in their natural. So
he said a hole in their natural. They got a hole in their natural without the pesty generation, huh?
Right. Nigga like 25 years old with a hole in his neck.
Yeah, man, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to do none of that. Convertible tops and holes in my natural.
Holes in the I wonder how that happened. You would have got a hole, had a nice natural, the whole head, but on the side it's a big old
hole. I'd be right up at the top, right? You got the whole natural, but right there, it look like you wearing one of them. What's them things them Jewish dudes be wearing?
Koofy.
You know that little round thing that Jewish people be wearing, but it don't be no hair right there, but that's what it look like.
Yeah, I thought those was called Koofy.
No, Koofy had a zipper. I think it's called a Comet or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But that should be right there. That should be bald and slick. You know, and we ain't white, so we can't do that comb over thing. You know what I'm saying? When they should be, them would comb my hair to the side.
So you can't call Bosley. Bosley ain't gonna work?
Mm-mm, nah. Bosley ain't working.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Shit, I promised myself if my hair ever did, I was just gonna go bald head. I'm cutting all mine off.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Shit, I got a fro right now. I'm about to cut this shit off. So I was gonna give him hair one more run. I was like, nah. I think I'm going to go on and cut it back down to where it always be. Shit, I got me a pick and everything. Shit, I'm picking that shit out every morning. Patting that motherfucker. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a big old natural, too, right now. My hair is long. So,
yeah.
But I can't. I get tired of brushing it, you know, and all that. So a lot of times I'll be wearing like a beanie, gold cap up just to keep all that hair down.
Mm-hmm. That's me. So I think I'm gonna go on and put it on the floor. Probably in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'm gonna
go on and get me a nice haircut fade or something. maybe I could turn on one of these doctors I'd be seeing.
Hello. What happened to the motherfucking phone call I was supposed to get for y'all niggas go on the air?
Man, I got three brain cells. You can't fault me for that.
I know. That's why I said, let me test this shit because that's been tripping.
Man, I'm telling you, I got three brain cells. Everybody be, niggas be calling me in the middle of the day like, hey, man, I thought you was going. Oh, shit, man.
Hello, Rev. He called me and told me he was going to call me when y'all go on the air.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I totally forgot. But look, though, you know what? One of my homies came over here. Let me die. It seems like I get ready to do the show. This nigga throw me off anyway. You know what I'm saying? So he be fucking up my whole little timing. I say, okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. And I try to write everything on a little whiteboard so I can remember shit in case I forget. This nigga always come over here and throw my whole little pattern off. Every time. It seems like every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, here this nigga come. And see, he an older cat. So he be like, well, I know you got to do your show, but can you change my profile picture on my Facebook for me?
Oh, hell.
I be like, dude, how many times did I teach you how to do that shit?
Where his grandkids at?
Oh, man, he from Alabama, so he basically by himself. You know what I mean? All his family is out there and in the military. He's a military dude. But, you know, he ain't got nobody around. He had a homeboy. You know, he fucked around and moved to North Carolina or something because I was the dude who did all this shit. So now it's like I'm his tech guy since he gone. So any kind of technical shit he need done, he come on here. And I be like, all right.
You know, in the South, that's what we call, like, that's my play nephew. That's my play cousin. That's my... You make them related to you when you need a lot of their help. You find a way to make them a part of your family. Hey, it's my play, ain't it?
Yeah, because he be like, well, we ain't got to do it today. We can do it in the morning. I'll be like, give me your phone, bro. What picture you want, man? I mean, it's all good. He's an older cat. You know, his birthday was down 67.
That's what's up. If you know that's how your family do you, well, I know you got to do your show, but...
Yeah, but then that's like on some guilt shit. Next time you do that shit, I'm going to be like, all right, I'll do it tomorrow. I ain't doing it right now. Or he come and say, oh, man, I need you to print this out for me so I can send it back to these people. Really, right now?
Which I did yesterday.
Oh, shit. I made my dressing, and we hooked it up yesterday. I tried not to get full, so I ate a little bit. I came out here and I did some work, and I was like, shit. I took my fire stick in the house, and me and my wife started watching a movie, and then here come my man. His name is Bill. He show up. I say, do this nigga know? I say, last year the nigga showed up late, and we was already had the itis. So we were passed out. I hear the dog barking, so I go to the door and they say, what's up? Y'all sleep? Yeah, nigga, we eat early. We don't be waiting until, motherfucker be waiting until 6, 7 o'clock to eat. By 2 or 3 o'clock, we be finishing grubbing.
I was going to say, my grandma, we used to eat at 10:45. It wasn't breakfast and it wasn't lunch. But, hey, you get you a little something right now because she's been cooking all night and she ain't waiting no more. And, you know what I'm saying, we eat all day long.
Hell yeah, I think I was good.
At 10:45, you eat when you ready.
I finished the dressing at 11. And the only thing it was gravy, macaroni, and cheese. So by 1 or 2 o'clock, we was grubbing.
see, you know, it's only me and Chris over here, so I'm cooking my food in portions. We're going to do Thanksgiving weekend, I guess, because the other day I made the dressing and we had some beans and sausage. And you know I was stunned. I picked some greens off my porch and cooked them. And today I cooked some rice dressing. And then tomorrow I think I need to do macaroni and barbecue this chicken.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what you do when it's only y'all two, because basically it's only me, my wife, and my sister-in-law. But then we always get a surprise guest around that motherfucker.
And I don't want it to get old in the refrigerator, so we don't, you know, we don't go in rounds. Because really, it ain't nothing but just a big-ass meal. It's enough for everybody to get something, but everybody is just us. So, see, I'm going to keep cooking the meal.
Let me try this 111.
Nigga, well, I'm staying here with my mom, nigga. I want to test my mom's nigga in the judge, boy. Fucking ass, nigga. I can get my own shit. I'm not going to leave my mother here by herself in the judge, nigga.
Who the hell?
Man, what, nigga? Bitch ass, nigga. Y'all niggas don't got no love for y'all moms. That's what that is, nigga. Y'all niggas don't care. See, y'all niggas don't care because y'all moms don't care about y'all. So y'all want me to be like y'all and shit. Yeah, man, I'm real sorry, yes, nigga, no reason. Sorry, yes, hateful ass niggas with no love in their heart. Oh, hateful ass, bad niggas, bum niggas. These niggas out here, pay the fuck up. Talk like...
I don't know who the fuck that is, and I don't know who the fuck they talking about. But guess
no
what?
Even.
Bye.
They ass is on mute.
Huh?
That bullshit. They ass is on mute with that bullshit. Whoever the hell he talking to.
Well, it sounded like he was on the phone talking to somebody else. Sounded like
he
was
damn sure wouldn't talk about us.
Oh, hell no.
Because we have to get rid of him. We got the power. We got that power to whoop a nigga ass through the phone. Shit.
No, the twist is the motherfucker number came through 111111.
That's how you gonna get his ass kicked too. 111112.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers. I asked the motherfucker who he was. See, they done called back. They gonna sit right there though. I
asked
him who he was.
See what the
hell
I want. See what
the hell.
He might be the homie.
Huh?
Take him out again. Maybe he didn't know he was on the line. See if he didn't know us.
All right. True West Radio. We're going to try this again. Who is this? Hello?
Hello. We heard you talking.
We can't even see. We can't even tell them the area code because it's all one. Hello? True West?
Yeah, but it
bullshit. I don't know. I remember JoJo used to call, and all this shit said one. But I know that ain't JoJo, because he know not to do that no more. Well, anyway, I can't.
Well,
I tried, damn it.
When
I answered the phone earlier, somebody said something. They was like something about movement, something or whatever. I was like, okay, well, we about to, you know, play a couple of shows and then we'll bring you in. Then when I came in, he didn't say nothing. Then you see what happened when I brought him in right now. He didn't say nothing. Then the time before that, he seemed like he was cussing somebody out. I don't know. I'm going to tell you like this. Whoever called, y'all need to unblock your number and call back so we can at least ask you what area code, because all we got is all ones. We can't even identify who you are, so.
Different number ones, number ones, ones, one.
Oh, my God. Whatever the day job, don't quit it.
I know. I ain't no singer, man. You know what I'm saying?
I could hook you up with some auto-tune, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's all right. That's all right. Too many people records sound like auto-tunes. I'm trying to make mine.
Hey.
I don't want all that shit on me.
Hey, auto-tune ain't just about that sound. Auto-tune tune your voice to the notes that you supposed to be using.
Yeah, I know, but we just use the stuff, man, and them auto-tunes got me sounding like a digital rapper.
Nah, I'm just saying, if you were singing some shit.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean? If you singing
oh,
shit,
yeah.
The motherfucker, it would tune your notes to where you would actually be singing on time. And
oh,
on
okay.
Notes.
Yeah, I tried that before.
Shit.
Yeah, I tried it before. It's all right. It still sounds like everybody else's record that be using it. I don't like that sound in it.
Shit, I did a couple of songs, man, and I was singing like a motherfucker. I was off, then I put that shit in auto-tune, and it put me on note. Like I said,
every
it ain't
time,
just that T-Pain voice
was,
sounding shit. It's tune your voice to where you be on note.
You would sound like Marvin Gaye?
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. But we gonna
Marvin
jump into
Gaye.
You know what I'm saying? It depends on how smooth and how close you get to the notes. You know what I mean? But it can make you sound way better than you sound if you was like right now. Anyway, we gonna jump into a couple of joints. True West Radio, Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And give us a call, 323-642-1597. If y'all calling from a block number, please unblock the call so we can actually shout out your area code so y'all know
okay.
Who we're talking to.
Because
I'm going
to come at you like Big Worm. Like, boy, what the fuck you want?
You got my money? You better have my money by 9 o'clock. I'm going to come and kill you and Craig. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga smoking up my weed.
You know what I mean? What do you mean he gonna come and kill me? I ain't had nothing to do with it. You smoked that weed. Nah, motherfucker.
I'm gonna kill you and him.
I'm gonna kill you and Craig. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio, man. We'll be back in the set. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Human, I'm just an alien.
I like it cool.
Kelly's in the house.
Busters, I busted the G for G. Get up. Busters, I busted the G for G.
Stay with me, y'all.
Busters, I busted the G for G. Easily I approach the microphone because I ain't no joke. It's Big Snoop Dogg, I got you all up out of your soul. Mash with me, catastrophe, I'm so out of control. Behind the wheel, I spilled my drink on the floor. If the bitch put me local, she get naked for sure. Take it slow, make my mayo grow. Breaking up, you got game.
And I'm the triple fly vandal, rhyme chiller with the glow that don't chase. All I replace, all that go for any slow motion. West coastin', lick the boat. Tap the battle cat and keep your overdosing with the potion. Get the picture, my rap sound and hit you till you knock out. Pass the rope, super extra till your whole block out. Y'all ain't creepin', we peepin', how y'all do? Instead of trying to change rap, you let rap change you.
Some said that they will, but they won't.
If they won't,
a lot of them do, but a lot of them won't.
They don't.
That's the riff rap I don't keep. That's probably why I get no mother. I'm up all night in the studio, getting toe up from the flow up with my nephew, that's Rico. A drunkie and a junkie, my low cat made the beat, so you know.
Cause busters are busters and G's are G's, but can't nobody bust it down like them Steve like these. These busters are busters and G's are G's, but can't nobody put it down like my T.O.G.
Cash, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop, they say you smoke too much.
They say you drank too much.
Got the trip, Snoopy Snoop, they say you smoke too much.
I'm a buster banker, certified high ride. Hallucinogenic montage mirage. Kelly's third, with the $1 billion words, with the bird swerve. Pumped up the bird, flash addict, spasmatic. Don't make you run to your asthmatic. The charismatic, BBD battalion, X-Tash sheet, blazing the indicon hash sheet. Now it's the last man standing, who recklessly abandoned you. A former who said it, that's exactly what I planned to do. I murder half the population, call me Hannibal, the cannibal. I'm living proof that man came from animals. Yeah. Believe it or not, you will get shot. Point blank range, where all the heads are like to get hot. Come on, ain't smart to spot. Any problems that we got inside of the bin, you gon' get handled in the parking lot. Cause busters are busters and G's is D's, but can't nobody bust it down like them C's like these. See, busters are busters and G's is G's, but can't nobody put it down like my They say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Damn, they say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Snoopy Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Knock, knock, who is it? It's the East Side and Rip Riding Doghouse Crip Division. And we have home provision. No suckers, just drank weed and plenty of drink some or don't come at all. Ain't nothing but an alcoholic party, y'all. It's an alcoholic party, y'all. Shake it up, shake it up. All the homeboys break it up.
The invincible, sentinel, criminal, mineral, touching like tentacles. Tactical, acrobatical, my specialty warfare. Nuclear venom, two shots to bust, form all up in them. I shook them to send them. Millennium, abdominium form, electrical rainstorm, and durum and storm. Monsoon shot off like harpoons, all swoons, baboons. I'ma be there soon. Kabam, Young Gotti, set it off on anybody. From the second that you spot him, we red dot him. Who shot him? I can't tell y'all who got him. But he got two wrongs, gon' make a right. Two songs, gon' make a tight. See, it's past night tonight. Tomorrow, the same script. I'm always hearing songs like that came with me. We come equipped, what we throw you a Steve. And y'all ain't with my homeboy. Please believe me.
Player. Got into it with both neighbors and served with the Bose papers. It's so major, next to coke capers. Bitter custody, bout a homie, and then come to alimony. See, as a bachelor, I was macaroni. Shack with Tony Braxton, looking dime pieces. Ain't nobody cattle on me.
Then I joined the holy matrimony. Got the 3.5 BBS rock with the platinum homie. She whipped the snapper homie. I said the cat was cool. I guess he thought that that gave her the green like the act of fool. Coming unglued, catching the attitude. Pouring gas and throwing matches on my gator boots and matching suits. My first instinct was to take off on her and crack her tooth. You know what that can do? Have your hands shackled in back of you and have you labeled as a wife beater. You decide to leave, then you start thinking, damn, I might die. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. She called me chauvinistic, cause from time to time I go ballistic. Call her all kind of hoes and bitches, still one of them blow me kisses. This bitch is so delicious. I'm high here with her cold on some soapy dishes with salty fries and moldy. I deserve it for the times I made her hair stand like a peacock. So a mighty blow, meant to plant my fist in the sheetrock. She out the door like Flojo, now I got to chase her three blocks. Nosy ass neighbor on the phone, calling up D-cop. Making the situation sound worse than it really is. Knowing we do this twice a month, round the first and the 25th. Grab her purse and the kids and the car keys, she off the mama. She said she's sick of me, she tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead. And I'm so hot, I'm seeing red. Talking about taking half my green, now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come acting ignorant. Time to call her mom now, to come over and get her shit. Cause if I lay the bomb down, to mess around and split her lip, I might end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man's face. Get out a man's face, so put yourself in a man's place. You hit me with that damn vase, I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the vase and said, we're finished and we're history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game.
I'm a grown man got problems now. You think I'm crazy, have crack, baby, my whole life full let down. I done been to prison, I done been to jail, I done been to plus, I done been around. Don't glorify it, I horrify it, get robbed, nigga, what you gon' do now? Going in time two like a clone with me. All I really need is God with me, my dog with me, my broad with me. You and see my squad with me. I be rolling through my city, I be floating through space. I kill the beat and throw the body away, don't leave a trace. I'm going in,
I'm going in, and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
Can tell me, ain't nothing you can sell me. Them jam keep calling my cell B, but they don't know how to handle me. They think that I'm still local, but my music been heard globally. Next time come with that bag, girl, I'ma block all y'all from calling me. Shout out to my OGs, King Scratch and Hell Love, to West May Studio Slave, and the Lions Den straight out the mud. Down to a Chris straight out the door. I'm doing this for all of us, from the 63 to the 46 to the 65. I'm down the ride, better know how to move when you come to my city. The weather washy wishy, you need traffic, we got plenty. Rap flow like a backstreet, stage show like an athlete. I'm the engineer and the MC, these labels don't know what to do with me. Making money off my talent, it's a dream come true. Get my family out the bullshit is the next thing to do. Got hitters in the spoof, everybody in the booth. You know they ain't gon' let me lie, everything I spit the truth.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, and I ain't going out my zone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, no sleep till I'm gone.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, man, I'm always on the go.
I'm going in,
I'm going in, hey, the grind is all I know.
Connoisseur
Chris.
Gotta smoke a blunt to this one. Let's get it.
I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. I be on my own note, walking to the beat of my own drum. Moving too fast for my shadow, for my sanity, I'm on the run. Trapped in a trap house for a few days. My stay stuck, trapped up, but I'm paid. Living on my rap, trying to find better ways. Trying to find better haze, trying to find better days. I don't feel like myself, but I don't know what to feel. Do I want to go independent, or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is, I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I want to be a team player and drop 50 in the gym. I want to be like Dame. I wanna be like Jay. I wanna say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life so fucked up where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the street. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. Tryna find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit. And I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself. No privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy. Stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my 6 for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand. Locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am, if you don't like it, I don't give a damn. I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life,
my own note,
you find out you don't.
I be on my own note.
Gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note.
Be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the street. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, trying to be me.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the hell is going down? We back up in here. Day after three gobbles. We call it Black Friday, yay, yay. Hello, Sweetie in the building.
His sales was trash.
Huh?
The sales was trash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got Rev out of the heat.
Go yeah, yeah. Hey, so, hey, play that, cocaine again. Look at that shit.
Oh, yeah, that shit is fat. Then we got, Buddha Ali on 24 TV. Hold on, we gonna try this call one more time. They ain't on there this time. They gonna be show.
Your nephew in the background? You live with your parents, my nigga. Get out of here, man. What's going on with you, dude?
You got something to say about everybody. What good things do you have? You don't even have your children around you, nigga. You have nothing good around
you.
You don't have nothing good in your life. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting out the head of hoe. I'm a married out the head of hoe, you steak-ass, African-ass fuck.
He don't want you.
Fuck you,
man. Want you no
fuck you, man. You a goddamn lie. You a goddamn lie, bitch. Why don't you pull up and see? Pull up and find out. Bitch, you got my address, homo. Pull up and find out, bitch.
You live in a basement and
you I live in that apartment. I live in that motherfucking house right there, bitch. So why don't you pull up, knock on my door, and see if I live in the basement. And see if I...
Wow.
Now, who that is?
Wow.
I don't know who the hell that is. They call from
might be on another show.
I don't know
Damn, she talking shit.
They call what?
Hold on. Bye. I'm gonna hang that ass up again.
And then let me get one more whiff for it.
I hung their ass up, man. Shit, that ain't for us. That's crazy, because that's the second time they was arguing when we had the phone.
They had True West Radio.
They called, but see, the whole thing, they called them with a 1-1-1-1-1-1. I want nobody to be getting killed or nothing, and then it's on our show, and then they start coming to ask us. Yeah, so they was on y'all show.
They're trying to steal our music and put our music on their show.
I don't know what the fuck going on. But in any case,
I'm in a house. You're talking about living in a basement.
In a heart and all that shit.
So that was two dudes?
Yeah. He threw another pick. Get his bitch ass out of there. God damn it. My bad. I'm watching my FBM football game. And nephew scored the only touchdown for his team.
Oh yeah.
They gonna fake the handoff. My nephew wide open, but this dumbass motherfucker. Ah, Lord. Buddha Ali, what the business is?
What's happening, True West Radio? It's your brother Buddha Ali. Buddha Ali Promotions, Hustle Never Sleep. Already in the building, man. Coming to Oklahoma, Texas, man. Black Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, man. Just now tuning in.
That's Black Friday. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
You gotta get the right stuff, man. Nah. What's going on with you, man? Tell me something good.
Oh man, I'm just tuning in to the show. I was listening to that other call. I was trying to see who that was. I'm trying to identify them voices.
The one that sounded a little bit more, you know, low, that we probably thought it was a girl. He was the one, because when I started the show, you know, I asked who he was, and he said he was somebody. And they say, yeah, man, I'm checking in. I'm representing something. He said, whoop the whoop. And I was like, all right, we're going to play a couple of more songs. We're going to throw you in. So when I went back again, when we all started talking, because it was just me. It was just me and Rev Ali on there first. You know, and
the Reverend was ready to fight. He wasn't here, and he thought they were talking to us.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hey, what's the area code?
111-111-111-111.
In different area codes.
Nigga, I ain't dialing no 111-111-111 area code. Nigga, I be calling somewhere I don't even know about. No, that's when people call in and the number is blocked. That's what comes up. Because that's what used to happen with JoJo. JoJo used to call and his number was blocked, and that should have come up all one. And they called back again, but they ain't getting in this time. Hold on. JoJo's on right now. JoJo Loco, what up?
What's cracking with it? What's going on? How to go to take care of something? What I missed?
Oh, it's all good. These motherfuckers calling from. Remember when you used to call and your phone was blocked and it just come up 111-111-111-111? That's what these motherfuckers calling. I asked them who it is. Dude told me the first time. Then the second time, he didn't say nothing. The third time, niggas is arguing. The next time, they didn't say nothing. Then, just a few minutes ago, I put them back on there, and they were still arguing again. Nigga, I got an apartment. You live in your mama's basement or something. Boop, bap, boop, bap. So we listened for a minute. They called back. They're back on there. I ain't answering that shit no more. They ain't saying nothing, and they arguing when we put them in. Other motherfucker, you know where I live? You got my address? I ain't what motherfuckers trying to hear right now.
Because let me even tell you that. What they got to be on goddamn two-way, three-way to call in on the show? I hear you bitching.
It's not premeditated to me. It's not premeditated like it was a joke. Now, we popped in the last time we popped right in the middle of their conversation. That was the conversation they was having.
Both times we was in the middle of their conversation. They just arguing the whole time.
Yeah. They call back. They going to sit there now because I ain't got time for it. You know, I'm curious to know who it is. But once again, the best way to get through here is to have an unblocked number to where we can identify who we talking to. If you from 310, we can say 310. Who is this? If you from whatever area code, we can ask who it is. But 111, who is this? I ain't going to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Because if they tried to be on here, that wouldn't have been a two-way call with no argument and all that shit. Talking about, you know where I live. All of that stuff, man. I ain't got time for that. This ain't what True West Radio is all about.
Right.
Motherfuckers ain't getting ready to get us caught up in some shit. All right, nigga, I know where you live. I'll be over there and we be listening. Next thing you know, you hear a dough getting kicked in, a nigga get blasted on our show. I ain't having it.
What? Yeah, hold on.
Hey, it was crazy. Check this out. It was a comedian that made a joke about Young Dolphin, right?
Yeah.
And he made a joke about Young Dolphin, and I guess he thought that shit was funny. They got them killed his ass the same day or the next day.
I knew it. I'm going to say they going to ride on his ass.
Yeah, well, you know, comedians, they do shit like that, you know what I'm saying? They go to the sensitive subject, you know, and it's somebody that ain't going to take that shit too goddamn pleasant.
It is a different day and time. People got to understand. You got to find some other shit that's funny.
Because, you know, when Michael Jackson died, it was a whole lot of niggas getting all kind of shit cracking with them, just for the simple fact, nigga. They be saying sometimes, well, I be watching like shows and shit, they be like, oh, is it too soon?
Yeah,
you know?
All the time.
Yeah, it's too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon. Yeah, I know.
But you know, what's crazy is when you think about that, comedians can't be comedians no more.
Ain't that a bitch, huh?
Yeah, they can't be comedians no more. You know, because if they try to say something funny about somebody, motherfuckers take offense. Now you think, go back and listen to Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy and them back in the days. If they did the stand-ups that they did back in the days, oh my God. They'd be picking signs all outside. Because if they said something about somebody who was gay, the gay person could be sitting in the audience, but they ain't going to say a motherfucking word. That's why I came up with that saying, in the closet. Motherfuckers in the closet, he didn't want to come out the closet. He didn't want nobody to know. A couple of people know. And I don't care who you are, any real man knows somebody who gay. Not know him personally, but if you stand in front of him, you'd be like, that nigga's gay. But then there's something that you can't.
Man, you know what I mean? I'll be honest and say that a lot of this stuff they be saying, it don't be funny. It's a difference between being funny and being disrespectful. And
oh, yeah.
People just gotta understand where they gotta draw the line at, because it's a lot more mental illness and PTSD and all kind of stuff that people are dealing with that wasn't a factor back in them days. So that's the only thing I would say about that. And a lot of people are too sensitive, you know, but a lot of that shit, it don't really be funny.
No, it No, a lot of it ain't funny. It ain't nobody that just really cracked me up. The only, I'm going to tell you, it's only one motherfucker that make me laugh like a motherfucker, and that's Cat Williams. He be got me busting the fuck up. You know what I mean? I don't like.
You ain't seen me in action yet.
Oh, nigga, I'm already buying my tomatoes, nigga.
You already know I got jokes. That's why you wanted to set up cameras in the studio.
Nigga, I'm on buy my tomatoes. Hey, you know what? I'm not gonna buy them. I'm gonna get some tomatoes to sell them in front of your show.
Damn, that's
fucked up. I'm gonna buy the tomatoes
you
and be like, hey, you get a bag of five for $3. So when your ass be up there telling them buck ass jokes, I'm gonna be like, let them loose.
I'll battle Cat Williams, Kevin Hart, D-Ray.
Kevin Hart ain't funny anyway. Yeah. Kevin Hart, I don't even think Kevin Hart did. The only time he threw another pick, you dumb son of a bitch. But I don't think it's only one thing that Kevin Hart do right now to make me laugh is he got this thing where he got this little game show and he be having some of the celebrities on the game show and he tell them to do stuff. This shit, that should be funny, but him as a comedian, hell no.
What about I'm rich, bitch?
You
not funny?
You talking about Dave Chappelle?
No, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Oh, Dave Chappelle funny as a motherfucker. His last shit wasn't just as funny as his old shit used to be. That nigga old shit, nigga, the Chappelle show? Oh, nigga, that shit used to have a nigga guts. You know what I'm saying, but I don't know. He just got some old shit. Damn.
Somebody making a lot of goddamn noise out there. Put yourself on mute if you got a lot of noise in the background.
It's the airwaves.
It's in the middle. It sounds like somebody hang gliding.
Yeah. Joe, dude. What's going on, JoJo? Mr. Ali, Mr. Everywhere.
What's good with it?
And I love my great brothers, man.
How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I got to get ready to go in this hospital, man. They're going to put me on dialysis, so they're going to keep me in there for a week. Get me set up for that. We're going 3 times a week, so I'm just making it.
Oh, man. Okay. It's on the right side of the dirt. That's what I always say.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
relaxing.
Yeah, we need
to get a lot of stuff done.
What we got to do to stay calm, man.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna start drinking that pee like Red Violet said.
Have a good time.
Not. Best say Michelob.
Hey, pour out a little water. Hey,
you don't want to go buy some Thompson?
Hey, pour out a little something for the homie.
Yeah.
I seen you setting up on Facebook talking about all the pies and no meat and the dry macaroni and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You said what?
I had Legion Comedy. Y'all know how it is on Thanksgiving. Everybody be in the kitchen trying to experiment and call their auntie. Ain't how many eggs you said to put in it? And they say, I ain't say nothing about putting no eggs in it.
That shit happened all day yesterday. How many cups of milk you put in a...
Then want to get that macaroni and cheese with the government cheese. You got to sit there and wait for it to melt all day. By that time, Thanksgiving over with.
Then nobody got time for that.
And where's Buddha Ali?
Wait. So the motherfuckers, and by the way, the government cheese, they make the news and throw that whole big-ass block on that bitch.
Yeah. Well, they were good grilled cheese sandwiches. They keep you filled. They keep you filled up making grilled cheese sandwiches, but you got to put it on the sidewalk and let it melt.
Yeah, you got to get that shit salt first. You know what I'm saying?
Is he making government cheese?
Yeah, they got government cheese, nigga.
He grew up on Gardner.
I ain't had none in a long time, though.
If I can find a block of that shit, it's on.
Yeah, you eating some in your MRE, confetti. When you stationed at Fort Hood.
Okay, I ain't know, man. I remember having government cheese. They black cheese, I think. We was young. I think we were in Houston.
Man, you gotta be able to.
That government cheese,
you know,
while people alive today, right now. Whoever ate that government cheese still alive today. That government cheese and that peanut butter, boy, it saved a lot of people. I don't care what color they were.
I got a bone to pick with you, boo.
It used to be real cheese. They used to give you real cheese.
That's that government cheese.
Yeah, that came in. We had that government cheese, that whole brick, and then you had the cornflakes with the black and white label. They even had the cigarettes in the black and white packs.
I remember that. We had different shit prior to then, but, nigga, our government cheese was in a brown box, nigga.
Get that brown box, you get two boxes.
I remember that too.
Get them corn flakes, you're going to get turned around and get that two boxes of powdered milk.
Nigga, all of that shit just
what
has
peanut butter in
a white label.
White container?
It's just a white label.
All that sitting on top of that peanut butter.
It was just a white container and it had what was in that motherfucker. It didn't be like, peanut butter. That shit had a white label. That shit said peanut butter.
That's
just like rice, beans.
Pork and beans.
Yeah, and look, they even had beer, and the shit just had beer on the side of that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the motherfucker
but
didn't
mad,
have no
man.
Who made it, where it came from, or nothing. That shit just be a white label. Sometimes they had a blue stripe, and the motherfucker say beans.
I'm mad, man. They done gave Buddha Ali a dollar tree to himself, and they done raised the prices up to a dollar and a quarter.
Yeah,
he's already struggling to raise a quarter to buy a beer. Now you want to sit up there and go up to a dollar and a quarter on a dollar tree.
Hey, they got to call that shit in
a
dollar and a quarter tree now.
You
know what I mean?
That's good.
I think Buddha putting that in his pocket ever since the traction fell through.
That nigga trying to get the extra 25 cents in his goddamn shit.
Get that extra 25 cents.
Oh,
that don't start till the first of the year, so everything's still a dollar.
I'm going to load up.
Wait a minute. Do you know how many people I done talked to that my auntie called bitching about that to my wife? Kathy, you know the kind of tree is going up? She said, yeah, I know. It's going to be a dollar and a quarter.
Red Rum died, man?
Yeah, man.
Damn. I just saw that
what
dude,
happened?
Man. Wow, I didn't know he gone like that, man.
What happened?
Damn,
my boy Red Rum died. I don't know what happened. I still don't know what happened, but my nigga called me early. That nigga don't never call me early. Like, dude, Red Rum is gone. I'm like, what?
Damn.
You know, Red Rum, I've been knowing him since he was like 14, 15 years old. Because I used to have a group called New World Mafia, and his name used to be LSD. He was LSD in my group and shit. So I've been knowing him for years. And it's crazy because I just sent them about 3 tracks. So it's fucked up, man. Ah, damn.
Yeah, man.
That's
a tough game, man.
Yeah, man. That's my nigga, man. He been through a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? He kept on telling me to come down and nick a cigar to the project to record. I was like, Oh, them niggas ain't gonna mess with you, Scratch. I know they ain't, because I ain't going.
Yeah, do go down to Charleston White, man. You been all right.
Man.
He wasn't. He's just a shock jockey. That's all he's gonna do. He's a shock jock.
Oh, they went. I told them all went and checked them.
Hey.
You know what? What's crazy? They got Kanye and Drake. They squashed their beef, but the motherfucker I see in the whole middle was that nigga J Prince. Y'all don't knock this shit off or fuck it all up. Now they all buddy and shit.
Well, they trying to do that Larry Free, Larry Hoover, but they getting the concert tickets too high.
I thought he was in the fifth ward.
He came back.
Jay Prince, he was the one sitting in between them. I was like, what you doing there, Jay Prince? I thought you was in the
fourth. That nigga been squashing beef and shit all over the place.
That's what he said, though.
Like, all right,
oh,
yeah,
he had cancer, scratch.
Oh, Jay Prince?
Who? No, Jermaine, Red Rum.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he had cancer, man.
Well, he never said nothing to me about it, so.
Oh, what happened? He died?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What happened? Did they?
No, my boy Red Rum.
Oh, your boy.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, he passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, man. It just seemed like too many people that I was really close to was just going bye 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 bye. You know what I mean? It wasn't. Some of them was like we talked every day or every other day. Sometimes they call to ask how I'm doing, I ask how they doing, type of thing. You know what I mean? But then it'd be like, damn, that shit is close. That's close like a motherfucker. Especially when they pass and you start thinking about shit y'all used to do when y'all was young and shit. You got all these memories locked in your head. And then now, the memories, they gone.
What was the name of y'all group?
New World Mafia.
Oh, okay.
Our group was so big that we had 187s and we had 211s. The group was split in half.
So, y'all just now finding out about him?
No, I knew. I found out about around when it happened. Cause my boy called me early in the morning and told me.
It was like on Halloween.
Huh?
Yeah, it seemed like it was like around Halloween.
It was before Halloween.
Yeah, right before.
Yep.
Cause he was able to come up on Google.
Damn.
That shit is deep, man. Damn. It's just getting too close to home, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought about y'all when I seen Ice-T on he's on a Good Morning America or whatever yesterday. I thought about y'all. I was like, shit, man, Ice-T done come a long way. He's like, man, I'm doing rock and roll now.
he's been doing rock and roll for like 30 years.
I'm just saying he full-fledged rock and roll.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Ice-T, I've been knowing Ice-T since I was 13 or 14. So, this before, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't even, I think he was just a criminal.
Yeah, I didn't know. That joke was 63 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, little OG, man.
Mother in the alley.
Body count. Body count.
You know me? I'm your friend, your main boy, Killer E.
Man, rest in peace to Beatmaster V and Moose from Body Count.
Mm-hmm.
They gone.
Yeah, it's crazy how, you know, like I said, man, it's a trippy ass world right now, man. And And I always tell people that God got your name on the calendar. You know, you can actually speed the shit up. But if it's your day, it's your day. So everybody got to go on and do what they got to do. Don't be like these motherfuckers on here arguing and all that shit. I mean, sometimes you got to get loose like that on certain niggas, you know what I mean? But, because I know I do. Not all the time, but sometimes you just got to get loose on niggas just to let them know it ain't no bitch up in here, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I'd rather do it in your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then we can square it up here or we can knock it down there. You know what I mean?
But, yeah.
Well, I tell you, sip with me or trip with me. I'd rather you get your throat wet instead of your shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to stay away from it. You know, I was going to get right back into it. That's why I had to call Scratch and JoJo. Thank God. Because, man, nigga like me be in jail. You know, I didn't want to do that, man. I said, let me call some of my homies, but they didn't want nothing, so I didn't even have
shit
to go through with it.
You just needed somebody to take the jail with your ass.
No, I wasn't going to let that happen. My thing is this. I could squabble Scratch, but when there's a lot of folks around and ain't nobody down with me, I feel outnumbered. So what I do is I call my help, and when my help get there, I do all the fighting. I just want them to be there to make sure it's a fair fight.
But see, the whole thing about it is, you know, us as help. Now, see, JoJo was a whole different story. JoJo go up there, it's getting ready to be all about business. If I go with them, I'm going to be like, look, what the fuck the problem is, let's not get ignorant around this motherfucker because you probably don't want to get ignorant. So that's the thing that you got to do. That's what I do with any altercation. I try to be cool about it until I can't be cool no more. But,
right,
you know, for the most part, it's been working for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But hey,
you know
these motherfuckers scared to fight, man. You got the bottom half of the generation.
Ain't
going to
be no
these
fight,
ain't got
man.
No squad,
you know,
with them.
It's like Memphis. Memphis ain't fighting. Where?
Niggas ain't got no squad with them. Man, them niggas is left by the
nobody in Memphis with knuckles dirty. Nobody.
Niggas don't want to get an ass whooping. That's why they shooting.
Yeah, because
if
they shoot you, they get a little rep. You know what I'm saying? Not just because, nigga, you in violation, nigga. I ain't going out my yard to shoot nobody unless it's just mandatory. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's crazy.
You know what
I'm
saying?
This happened in Memphis, not to cut y'all. I'm glad y'all mentioned that. You know, Memphis, they got to kick. You know, they can buy guns like Texas. They ain't got the, you know, they ain't getting checked no more about them guns. That's one reason. But this would happen in Memphis. A guy went to order a pizza. The people took too long with his pizza. This man came back in the goddamn pizza place with an AK-47 about the motherfucking pizza. And it was just 10 minutes behind schedule.
Yeah,
true
man,
story.
See,
look it up on the news. This man
yeah,
was 3 years old.
That's the Little Caesars guy.
But see, that's dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
he's banned from all of the pizza parlors, huh?
That nigga banned. That nigga going to jail. What do you mean banned? If they didn't kill him.
Kyle Rittenhouse made it cute. He made it cute to do that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Why was this nigga up there kicking it with Trump?
Let me tell you what. Now they're trying to change the law since that black guy ran through that crowd. Now they're trying to change the bail laws and raise the bail on folks in Wisconsin so you don't be able to get right back out because he got out on a $1,000 bond for doing this same stuff a week before with his girlfriend. So now they're like, oh, you done killed all these folks. Now we want to change the law for you, but bent the law for Kyle Rittenhouse. And if you keep in mind, Trump took out a full-page ad back in 1989 saying, I want them five Central Park guys, I want them to get the death penalty, and they was innocent the whole time. So where is justice at? You want these guys who are innocent, murdered, death penalty, and then you want Kyle Rittenhouse, who actually killed somebody, off. So make that make sense.
Dude,
oh, I'm going to
tell you another reason why Wittenhouse got off. He killed a white man, too, as well, when he fell on his back shooting. So that's
if
the reason that was killed
all
black.
Goddamn, he would have made president. He went down there to kill a black
man. Both the men were white.
He went down
there to
kill a black man.
He went
to Black Lives Rally, man.
Check this out, though. Check this out, though. Check this out, though. We may look at it like we killing somebody, but at the same time, on the opposite end, they probably helping them live. See what I'm saying? Everybody got the image and understanding in their mind that we help killing this person, that we ain't getting no justice. But on the other hand, they probably helping them live.
That white cat, handful
of people that got understanding that can be together. They can bring
that little
understanding
young
together
white cat,
and spread their message to help thousands of people.
That little white cat was up there hanging with Trump.
And by them getting,
he was hanging with Donald Trump, and he go, oh, he's a nice young man.
Now, check this out, though. By them five people y'all talking about getting incarcerated, man. Check this out. By them five people y'all talking about getting incarcerated, the father already knew that they was going to figure out that they was, you know what I'm saying? But at that time, before they got incarcerated, they was ignorant. They had to be set down. They had to sit down and get put, they had to go through that because one nobody else was able to go through that to make it out like that. You know what I'm saying? Even president trying to push the death penalty on. They can't nobody make no move or lift no finger without the power and authority.
Everything that's happening right now is fucked up that it gotta happen. But it does start swaying the laws in different ways in certain cases. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, no matter what.
That's only if you don't go by the first team.
Everybody.
You know,
everybody can't fulfill
the first 10 commandments.
Hey,
but if you
everybody.
But
this King Scratch talking, he the host of the show.
That's
King Scratch, he the host of the show. Let him go on finish what he got to say. Then he'll let you talk.
Oh, my bad.
That's all right, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
The thing about it is, it's a learning process for the government, for all the motherfuckers that's making these laws and all of that shit. All of that shit, the shit that's happening is fucked up that all these black motherfuckers got to get killed before, you know, people start realizing what the hell is going on. And that ain't saying that all of us, all of the black people is in the right. Because they be fucking up too. You know what I mean? So sometimes it seems like bad shit gotta happen before a good turnout or something good come out of it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm talking about. You know,
I'm gonna elaborate on the Ahmaud Arbery case. They went through three prosecutors that said there was nothing wrong with them killing him. Three prosecutors. One is facing charges. The last one, he said, I don't see nothing here. He let it go. The only reason they thought that they were going to show this video and be like, oh, okay, this and that, and the video worked against them. Other than that, they would have been at their house right now, probably going fishing or playing golf tomorrow. That's the only thing, and the only reason they got convicted, not because they said they were guilty, is because the goddamn jurors didn't want the fate of America to be in their hand and every city burn up after they would have got exonerated.
And there was
only one
black person on the jury.
There was only one, but that wasn't going to make a difference. If they would have said not guilty, then the Georgia was going to go up in flames first. And then every other major city was going to go up in flames, National Guard or not. They were going to go up in flames and say, we can't get no justice. We going to be the justice.
I thought
we
were going to do it up there.
We don't want
some white folks
out of.
We're going to burn down there.
They knew it was going to be like Rodney King, but everybody got smart now. They know, they say, okay, we ain't got to burn up our own neighborhood no more. We know where we'll go hit, the financial districts.
Mm.
So that's why they said, well, we're going to make them guilty no matter what.
Yeah, that's
they
crazy.
Look
at that, though. Look at how I ended up.
He got thrown under the bus for filming it, but he didn't have no chance. You know, that's just the sad part about
America
don't fear until you put fear in their hearts. America was founded on fear. They made the slaves fear them, made the Indians fear them, made everybody fear them. Fear is the only thing that set up there and brought about change in America. If you look at any place in history, fighting the Mexican-Spanish-American War, the American-Indian, all them wars they fought, Civil War, they were put in fear. That's the only thing that made anybody changes in America, fear.
Right.
Once they feared that John F. Kennedy was going to sit up there and pass law for civil rights movement, they killed him. When they feared Martin Luther King realized nonviolent wasn't the way to sit up there and protest no more, that you're going to have to ride, they killed him. Name it. Martin Luther, Malcolm X talking about by any means necessary, we're going to have our own people infiltrate and kill him. It's all done by design.
Go ahead. Right. But if you fear death more than you fear life, then of course that's what you're seeking. So you gonna see it. You seek, you shall find. So therefore, that's why they designed the earth to have tombstones all around. You know what I'm saying? Graveyards. Because if they keep our eyes focused on, oh, we can die today or die tomorrow, then we only living for one life. We're not preparing for the next life. You know what I'm saying? That's how they won that mental state of mind right there. They persuade us to eat that apple right then. So I'm saying,
they did it in slavery. They hung you from a tree and made your kids and wife watch, or they sit up there and did that buck break, and they sit up there and they take you to the gay farm and sit up there and have the gay farmers come in and sit up there and bend you over and sit up there and have sex with you, dehumiliating you in front of your family. Just imagine a man taking your booty right there in front of your wife and kids.
It's just like you said, it's all fear because, I mean, it's just like that with people.
Yeah.
You know, you get into it with somebody, the scariest nigga's going to fold, or the scariest nigga's going to shoot you. You know what I mean? Once again, if I'm somewhere, if I went to the store and this nigga's over here, and I done went to the store and knuckled up with a whole lot of niggas, but you know, in the past, you know what I mean?
Right.
They mentality be like, oh, let me go get my gun because if this nigga's still at the store, I'm gonna shoot the nigga because you just got your ass whooped. That's fear.
Mm-hmm.
When motherfuckers are sitting up there,
because
the thing about fear is you don't know what kind of reaction you're going to have to anything. You know what I'm saying? You don't know your reaction. I was in the kitchen one day when I was younger, nigga.
Right.
And my brother, he busted in the back door with a mask on, and I knocked his ass out. I was scared. I didn't even know it was him. This nigga had on a mask and looked like a Jason outfit, one of the motherfucking mechanic suits. That nigga just busted in the door, nigga. And I was just standing right there. I socked the shit out of that. Bow! That nigga hit the floor. He was going, oh, bro, what the fuck? Took the mask off, and it was that nigga. You scared me. That was fear. So it depends on what kind of fear you're talking about. But basically the fear that y'all talking about is like niggas punk you when you ain't got no choice but to be scared.
It's a lesson.
You ain't got no choice but to be scared because you can't do nothing but be scared.
Fight or flight.
No.
Fight
you
or
got
flight.
A choice.
Shit.
Fight or flight. Fight or flight.
Nigga, but look. Whenever, anytime the police get around me, I'm scared.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay. I see you, Stan. Let me ask you this. But do you still be humble and peaceful?
Oh, yeah.
Out of your frightening. Do you still be humble and peaceful?
I try
you able to hold your tongue?
It depends on
and not let your energy, you know what I'm saying, cause a commotion off of your emotion.
It depends on the situation. There's been times when I was walking to the store. I lived in San Bernardino, walking to the store, and hit the corner. It's a gang of motherfuckers right there. Now, what am I going to do? I wasn't scared, but what am I going to do? Keep walking and go out of the way where I'm going, turn around and go back, or walk through these niggas? I'm going to walk through the niggas. Because if they know that you're scared, that's when they fuck with you.
Yeah.
That's, hey, you know what? It's true, because I just did that shit the other day. It's like 10 niggas standing out in front of the store, you know, in San Bernardino in the hood. Nigga, but I'm not going to, nigga, please, you better move the fuck out of the way.
I ain't going to turn around and go another direction like I wasn't going to the store. Look,
right.
I'm going to the store.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So don't get me wrong. When you do that shit, you got a little fear in you. But when you got that man, you ain't going to let that fear take over that man in you. You get what I'm saying?
Like, shit, if it happened, it's going to happen.
Yes,
but I'm not going to let these niggas.
I ain't get ready to let them see it.
People, you have one real one. And one
I be
real
thinking
one
to myself, like,
really listen.
Oh, goddamn, that's too many motherfuckers. All right,
okay. That's just like I was down in Watt with the homies.
Oh, Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, you know how Watt is, nigga, so.
I know.
We pull up to do a job. I hop out the car. This nigga stay in the car. You know what I mean? I'm talking to the motherfuckers because, you know what I mean, nigga, it ain't like I'm scared because I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? But shit, at the end of the day, conversation is going a long way.
Mm-hmm. It will, man.
I'm talking to him, and the old boy was like, I remember you, your cousin such and such from the hood. I said, yeah. Now we out here playing football and catching shit. This nigga still sitting in the car. So I tell this nigga, cuz, get out the car, my nigga. Like, you acting like a little bitch right now. So then we go around the corner to the store. Three niggas walking into the store. This nigga stops to let them niggas walk through when I walk right through them niggas.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing.
Nigga,
like I said, once again, fear or a little fear has no, it don't compare to the man in you. Because now I don't care where I go. When I was young, I ain't stopping at that store. Fuck that. I ain't going in there. You know what I'm saying?
See,
but me as a man today,
I'm going where I'm going. Right.
But see, that's the thing about it. That's
but
the
we
thing
had a different mentality. We had a different mentality, though, because we felt like, oh, can't nobody touch me. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm gonna go to the store. Whatever happened, but I'm gonna come make it out on top. You know what I'm saying? Every man got their mentality because we the leadership of our family. You know what I'm saying?
What?
So we got to have a protection mentality on our mind at all times. But at
you
the same time,
you
it's battles that we don't have to fight. It's
man
battles
mentality.
That's not ours or own.
Man mentality.
You know what I'm saying?
It's man mentality.
You hold yourself down like a man. Like, you know.
Nine times out of ten, the outcome won't come out different. The outcome gonna come out different
right.
when you hold yourself like a man.
And when we was younger, we got to dress up an oath.
When we was young, we was just hard
We got to dress as an oath to an oath. You know what I'm saying? We got to dress to an oath, my nigga. And out of that oath, We ain't expressing that on the streets. It's the total opposite. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, therefore, we all in violation when it comes to that. You feel
check
me?
This out.
We got to get back to what we know.
We got 20 seconds left before the live go off. I hope y'all had a good Black Friday. Yay, yay. I hope y'all bought me something. And we'll check y'all out on Monday, Mad Monday, True West Radio, and we out of here. gone now. Can't nobody hear us, I don't think. But we could hear each other. Hell, it's enough for us on this motherfucker to listen. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Man, play that cocaine thing again, man.
All right, hold on. Let me see where it's at. I'm missing my Laker game fucking with y'all.
Let me get my speakers ready.
Shit, you ain't missing nothing then.
Oh, my God. Let's not talk about missing nothing.
That boy, LeBron,
I think I'm
putting his hands on, nigga.
Well, he just swung his elbow. His face shouldn't have been
there. I know.
It was kidding. I ain't gonna put that on me.
Did cocaine, who did that track?
You know, that nigga, he done got in with the Parliament motherfucker. So, see, this party, the motherfucking Parliament did that shit.
Man, because, boy, that's a good dude, man. I remember when I first met Cocaine back in the day, he was a cool dude, man.
Oh, yeah, he real cool, man. He real cool. I'm supposed to be doing some shit, but then I listen to that song. I be like, oh shit, let me step my game up just a little bit.
No, you there. You just, you know, just you need somebody to know how to rap good. That's all.
Right.
And so I always got to get somebody that can rap good, and then press it up and see if we can get some radio play. Man, we need some real money, man.
Yeah, well, you know how radio play go. It's only as long as your money.
Yeah, but you know they got some folks. If they know you, they will play it for you. They will help you break your record.
Well, you know how things used to be.
I just use the record pool. That's what
that record pool is good.
yeah, that's still a good option, the record pool.
That's the best option, I mean, for the cheap. I did Roosevelt for 150. 3,600 DJs, club to radio DJs to backyard DJs for $150.
Well, you know, at the same time, you know, what always felt good to me is everybody picking it up and wanting it. You know what I'm saying? It's good. I mean, nowadays, that's probably what everybody got to do, you know, because everybody's asking for something.
Right.
You know, thing was always, if I pay you to do a service for me, at least I got to know your address. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a whole lot of people that take your goddamn money and don't do a motherfucking thing.
And run off.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that shit right there ain't sitting good with me because I always said that if somebody believe in what you're doing, you ain't got to pay them a goddamn dime. Because if they blow you up, then that's when they want to, you give them up something or whatever. You know what I mean? A lot of people,
that
I told my son that, man. My son, this dude, he said, we give him $300, they'll do this, that, and other. I'm doing, dude, if they believe in what you're talking about, they'll do the shit for free. Give you your motherfucking little paperwork. You sign your little paperwork. And then if he make it happen, shit, then you pay him. But everybody ain't like that. I mean, it's cool. Like I said, I know that's probably today's thing. But you can't just trust everybody. If it's somebody who I know, shit, yeah, I fuck with it. If I don't know them, niggas be hitting me up with that shit all the time. Hey, Scratch, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm such and such, you know, this, that, and the other. And, you know what I'm saying? I could get you this, that, and the other if you're going to shoot me such and such amount of dollars. Mm-mm. Just because you said my name don't mean that I'm going to get ready to send you anything or do anything. Shit. So, you know, I don't know.
That's the deal. When you do it, you want to be able to get a report anyway. A spins report anyway. If they can't offer that, then, you know, they might
right.
be going out the way.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. Well, I get a spins report. I got the media base and Nielsen, BDS, so I can track the spins to coast on what station is playing it the most, what area. So you can plan a tour show and all that stuff, you know. You just got to know the dynamic. I got the radio station down there with Hair Love. Dude said $500 for a spin on Sunday. I said, no, I done paid $150. Got it at 3,600 DJs and bloggers. So I'm cool on that. Talking about $500 for a spin on Sunday, and you're not even a Southern Soul station. So you're not going to even be beneficial. You know, y'all just play it for like 4 hours on Sunday at the church. You know,
that's a cold game.
Who's dumb enough to pay $500 for one spin a week? Times four, that's four spins a month. That's $125 a spin.
Right.
Are you crazy? And I did it my way, and Roosevelt hit big with that. Now he got heavy rotation on the Southern Soul. Came in the top one week, and the next week he was in the top five for the last. This week he didn't come in the top five, but the last 3 weeks he was in the top five. So I tell folks, you know, I know how to get it done. You know, one day he expected me, like, man, you get that stuff done from the hospital bed and all that. I leave the doctor's office, I'm on top of it. So that's why I'm trying to get these tracks done. I got the keyboard, finna fire that up in a minute. That and my MPC, fire that up and work on some tracks. I get about six tracks done between today and tomorrow, and probably about two or three Sunday, then relax till I go in Monday. So I'm going to be a work hound. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, man. Well, man, I think I'm going to ride up off of this joint, man. I got to go and get me some of these damn leftovers.
Amen.
Okay, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told my mom, I gotta eat it now. So I gotta eat my second plate now, and that's it.
Hey, the leftovers is better than the day that it happened.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta eat that day. That's it.
Leftover done set in. Mm-hmm. It done got it. It done got the whole little whoop in.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Kamari. Come on, nephew. Shit. But yeah, shit. I think I'm about to go in here and get some, at least some turkey and dressing. You know what I mean? Some of that. Some macaroni.
I don't know what you mean, but you know.
Oh, and the greens. I got to get some greens.
Okay. You have to do it again.
The green, I ain't doing the whole plate. Only thing about the greens is, you know, like, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, something start happening with your stomach. You know what I mean?
Well, makes you fart, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with fart to let you know your shit working.
Oh, no. No, the shit is working because that's exactly what a nigga getting ready to do.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Some people can't shit, and they get constipated, and they end up dying. So thank God for the runs or whatever you can do.
Thank God for greens, because if you can't go, the only thing you got to do is go eat a nice, big, old, helping greens and hold out for about an hour.
Eat some fibers in your life.
All you got to do is drink some olive oil, God dang it. It's going to make you go.
All you gotta do is drink your piss, and about five minutes, it's coming out, baby.
Oh no!
All natural. All natural.
I ain't gonna recycle, nigga. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
All right, y'all be safe.
I recycle cans and bottles, but I ain't gonna drink pee. And then do it all over again.
Yeah, recycle your piss.
Right,
that's what you gotta do. You gotta get your water cycle going.
Mm-mm.
Get your cistern working.
No, them the wrong presidents. Them is the wrong presidents. I ain't gonna keep recycling, nigga. That's something's getting ready to be hectic up, or fucked up in there. Be like in the hospital. Well, so what do you drink? You been drinking water? No, I've been drinking my piss. Then I piss again and drink it again. Then I piss again. Then I drink it again. Then I piss again and drink it again.
That's how you do it.
That's
how you save yourself. That's how you recycle. Your body resets itself, man.
No.
What are you talking about?
No,
I gotta tell you.
You could. You could tell me this 1 billion times and it'll never happen.
Oh, why are you talking about it? I thought you was going to get you some greens.
One that brought it up again. Because look, the only way this is going to happen if I'm in a desert and I'm stranded and that's the only thing I can drink. I ain't got no choice because I'm thirsty as fuck. It's about 115.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? No, that's the only way. Or I'm
well,
in the wilderness.
That's good for Monday, because Monday you said you wasn't doing nothing. Now you're saying if you get stuck and you ain't got nothing to drink.
I said that before.
Okay.
I ain't going to do it willingly, nigga. I ain't going to do it like just on the everyday, nigga. As long as they got beer around, nigga, and some Kool-Aid, my nigga, I don't give a fuck. They got some beer and some water and Kool-Aid and soda pop.
When they run out, it's on, huh?
If it ain't nothing else to drink, I ain't got no choice.
That's when your beard going to go back black.
Mm-mm. I'm not just going to do it just because. Nope. If you throw another interception, I'm turning this shit off. Nah, I ain't going to, man, no. Last resort.
Well, that's good. At least it's the last resort.
Oh, yeah. Well, it ain't going to never come to that because I'm always have something else to drink.
Oh, well, they're going to finna be running out of shit real quick here. This whole world finna go in recession.
Yep, I'll be dead 3 times before that happened. I'll be done died and came back. Died and came back. Died and came back again. So, y'all you know I mean? That's what
you
I
mean.
Yeah, so. All right, man, I'm gone, man. It ain't like hell. Everybody's here. It's just everybody on here. I'll let y'all, man, during the week or before Monday or something.
Right on, man. We appreciate you, man.
All right, y'all.
Thank
be
you.
Safe.
God bless all y'all, man. For real.
God bless you, too. Yeah, yeah.